Brian Price and Delton T. Horn present Narrowed Horizons.
Delton T. Horn, the unknown star, and his agent, Dwayne, have set out on an allegedly record-breaking world tour. Somewhere on the highway.
Hey, Delton.
Why?
What would Barry Manilow sing if he starred in Easy Rider?
I don't know, Dwayne. What?
Born to be mild.
Get it? That's very clever, Dwayne.
Keep into the slow lane. Never had an adventure. But you know I can't complain. Like a courteous child. Born to be mild.
Hey, I hope you realize that it's not nice to make fun of megastars. We have feelings too, you know. Yeah, I know I do.
Oh, sorry, Delton. I'll just try singing something else here.
No, Dwayne. You've done enough singing. Why don't you just be quiet and keep your eyes on the road so I can concentrate and get something done here?
Okay.
Yes, it's really me. Yes, it's really me. Yes, really it's me. Oops, no. Yes, it's really, 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 really me. Maybe I should work on that me part. Me. Me.
No. What are you doing?
Well, obviously, Dwayne, I'm exercising.
Your mouth?
Of course not. I'm exercising my ego.
Oh, well, I guess it is kind of overweight.
What? Yo, never mind. Now, let's see what the next step is in ego enhancement made easy. I'm so glad I brought this book before we left. It's going to make passing the time a lot more enjoyable. Yeah. Ego exercise number 12. Swagger. Guess I can't do that in the car. Well, how about, ego exercise number 18, preening.
Hey, Don, what are you doing to the rear view mirror?
I need it for my exercises.
Well, I need to see what's behind me.
Well, if it's behind you, you shouldn't have to worry about it. Now, I'll just get out my comb and try a little bit of preening.
I need my rear view mirror, Delton.
Well, I need to do ego exercise number 18. If you don't mind.
Aw, come on, Delton.
Dwayne.
Aw, now you broke the mirror. Now what are we gonna do?
Oh, stop complaining. How am I supposed to practice preening with a broken mirror?
Well, gee, I don't know.
Exactly my point. Oh, well. Might as well catch up on reading my fan mail.
Oh, no.
Now, where is my rhinestone-studded platypus letter opener?
Oh, no.
Dwayne, what are you squirming around for?
Am I squirming?
Yes, you're squirming. And that usually means you have a confession to make.
It does. Really?
Yes, it really does.
Oh, Delton, I have a confession to make.
I knew it. Confess away.
Oh, Delton, I did it. I broke the beak off your platypus.
No.
Oh, Delton, that was an honest mistake. I was thirsty.
So?
Well, I didn't have a can opener, or a corkscrew, or a crowbar, or anything.
Dwayne, what did you force my platypus to do?
Well, you know those easy opening caps?
Uh-huh.
They're not so easy.
How could you use my letter opener to open a bottle?
Well, it almost worked.
Well, now I'm going to have to open the mail with my bare hands.
Ooh.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Second, third, fourth, and eighth notices to buy one more selection from the Avant-Garde Polka of the Month Club. Well, I'm not going to do it.
Well, I thought you liked Avant-Garde Polka.
Yeah, I did until that punk stuff came along.
You know, I wonder if Jimi Hendrix did any polkas.
I have no idea.
Oh, I bet he did. The Purple Haze Polka. I can just hear it.
Oh, I'm sure you can, Dwayne.
And so, the record-breaking world tour continues with Delton and Dwayne. Be sure to ride along next time on Narrowed Horizons.
Copyright 1987 by Brian Price and Delton T. Horn.